Artbeat by Tony Patti.
Artbeat by Tony Patti.
Celebrating India's artistic heritage. Honoring the rich tapestry of India's creative legacy.
Welcome to Artbeat, the podcast where we delve into the lives and works of the most influential artists of our time. I'm your host, Tony Patti, and today we're celebrating the centenary of one of the most important modern Indian artists, Francis Newton Sousa, commonly known as F.N. Sousa. Born on April the 12th, 1924, Sousa's legacy continues to inspire and provoke thought even today. Let's embark on a journey through his life, his art, and his enduring impact on the world of modern art.
Artbeat by Tony Patti.
Francis Newton Sousa was born in the village of Saligaur in Goa, and it was then part of Portuguese India. His early life was marked by tragedy, losing his father and elder sister at a young age. This led to a move to Mumbai with his mother in 1929, and despite these hardships, Sousa's artistic talents began to shine early on. He attended St. Xavier's College in Mumbai, but was expelled for drawing obscene graffiti in the restrooms. This rebellious streak would become a hallmark of his character and his art.
Artbeat by Tony Patti, celebrating India's artistic heritage.
Sousa's formal art education began at the Sir J.J. School of Art in Mumbai. However, his time there was also cut short to his involvement in the Quit India movement, which led to his expulsion. This didn't deter him. Instead, it fueled his passion for art and activism. In 1947, Sousa co-founded the Bombay Progressive Artists Group, a collective that aimed to break away from traditional Indian art forms and embrace modernism. This group included other luminaries like M.F. Hussain and S.H. Raza.
Artbeat by Tony Patti, celebrating India's artistic heritage.
Sousa's style was eclectic, drawing from various influences including Expressionism, Art Brut, and British Neo-Romanticism. His works often depicted themes of decadence and primitivism, challenging societal norms and provoking thought. One of his most famous works, Birth, from 1955, set a world auction record in 2008 for the most expensive Indian painting sold at the time.
Honoring the rich tapestry of India's creative legacy.
Sousa's work is characterized by its raw quality. He wasn't afraid to confront taboo subjects, whether it was the human body, religion, or politics. His paintings often featured distorted figures, bold lines, and a vivid color palette. This was his way of expressing the complexities and contradictions of human nature. In 1949, Sousa moved to London, where he initially struggled to make an impact. However, his fortunes changed with the publication of his autobiographical essay, Nirvana of a Maggot, in 1955. This led to a successful exhibition at Gallery One, which sold out and established him as a significant figure in the art world.
From ancient temples to contemporary art, a tribute to Indian creativity.
And so, despite his success, Sousa's life was not without controversy. His works were often criticized for their explicit content, and he faced legal challenges in both India and the UK. Yet, he remained unapologetic, believing that art should provoke and challenge the status quo. F.N. Sousa was known for his bold and often controversial works that challenged societal norms and provoked thought. Here are some key aspects of his controversial art: religion and blasphemy. Sousa frequently depicted religious themes in a provocative manner. His works often included distorted and grotesque representations of religious figures, which many found blasphemous. For instance, his painting, Crucifixion, portrays Christ in a raw and unsettling manner, challenging traditional religious iconography, sexuality, and the human body. Sousa's exploration of sexuality was explicit and unapologetic. His nudes were often depicted in stark, almost brutal forms, emphasizing the raw and primal aspects of human nature. This explicitness led to accusations of obscenity, particularly in conservative societies, and social critique. Sousa's works also critiqued social and political issues. He painted the lives of the poor, labourers, and sex workers, often highlighted the stark contrasts between different social classes. His painting, The Proletariat of Goa, is an example of his political learnings and critique of the wealthy.
Exploring the vibrant colours and stories of India's art.
Sousa's influence on modern Indian art cannot be overstated. He paved the way for future generations of artists to explore new forms and themes. His fearless approach to art and life continues to inspire us today. Sousa's later years were spent between New York and India, where he continued to create and exhibit his works. He passed away on March the 28th, 2002, but his legacy lives on through his art and the countless artists he inspired.
A tribute to the artists who shape India's cultural landscape.
F.N. Sousa also got international recognition. Global influence, Sousa was one of the first Indian artists to gain significant recognition in the West. His success in London and New York helped pave the way for Indian artists to gain international acclaim. Inspiring future generations, his international success and unique style inspired many young Indian artists to pursue their own paths, blending local and global influences in their work.
Unveiling the beauty and diversity of Indian art forms.
So as we celebrate the centenary of F.N. Sousa, we remember not just the artist, but the man who dared to defy conventions and express the raw truths of human existence. His works remain a testament to the power of art to challenge, provoke, and inspire. Sousa's fearless approach to art and his willingness to confront taboo subjects have cemented his place as a significant figure in modern Indian art. His works continue to inspire and provoke thought, reflecting the complexities and contradictions of human nature.
Thank you for listening to Artbeat with Tony Patti, celebrating India's artistic heritage.
Thank you for joining us on this special episode of Art Chronicles right here on Artbeat. And if you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a review. Join us next time as we continue to explore the lives and works of the world's most famous and influential artists. Until then, keep appreciating the art around you.
Thank you for listening to Artbeat with Tony Patti, celebrating India's artistic heritage.